Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I am so happy to be here with you today and so grateful that you're taking the time out of your day to ground into the body and breathe. Such a simple practice, like taking 5 minutes just to be here, can really make a change in your day. And I hope you return to these practices as many times as you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, let's just right away take a moment to close the eyes. And if you want, you can let your body stay just the way your body is right now. So however you're sitting or lying down or standing or walking, whatever is going on, just let your body be the way it already is. So starting to bring your awareness to what's unfolding in your body in this moment. And maybe you are sitting down and you're slouched over right now. Perhaps you have one leg crossed over the other. Maybe you're moving in a certain way. Just notice how it is to be in your body right now. Notice the posture that you naturally had just at the beginning of this show, the posture that you're still in. See what's happening with your face, your head, your shoulders, your spine. And without necessarily having to make a change right away, just acknowledge to yourself that, oh, this is what my body was doing when I wasn't paying attention. This is the posture that I take when I'm not fully present and aware. I tend to round my shoulders forward and slouch a lot when I'm not mindful of my posture. So notice what's going on for you, and your truth is going to be a little bit different, but we have these little habits of how we move and how we sit and how we stand. So acknowledge what this is in this moment for you. And then with so much presence, with absolute total presence in your body, very mindfully, if you would like to change something about your body right now, very slowly go ahead and do that. And that could involve just lengthening your spine a little bit, sitting up a little bit taller. See what that feels like. Could be grounding the sit bones a little bit deeper into your seat if you're sitting down. If you're standing up, grounding the feet firmly to the floor. And just let yourself take up a little bit more space the way you are right now. Lengthen the spine. And if your legs are crossed and you're seated, maybe uncross them so you can plant the feet firmly to the earth. If your shoulders were pulled up high towards your ears, or if you're rounding the spine, see if you can pull the shoulders down and back just a little bit, creating more space for the heart. And any other subtle, slow, mindful shifts you want to make in the body, do them now. And then return to stillness. Noticing now what this experience of being in your body is like. Something as subtle as sitting up a little bit taller or standing up a little bit taller actually makes a shift in our energy. It can change how you're perceiving this moment, what it feels like for you to be in this moment. And that change, that shift can be very, very subtle. So just notice what this moment is like now. And you can start to invite a little more depth of breath if that feels good. Letting your next inhale reach a deeper level, a deeper layer within the body. And letting your exhale release all the breath out. And take your time to find a deeper inhale and a fuller exhale. And essentially, we're just here in this body, breathing. That's it. That's the whole practice. There's nothing more complicated or difficult or challenging than that. Just being in the body, breathing. And if you notice your mind interjecting with a thought or a concern or a worry, you can acknowledge and notice that thought and then bring your awareness right back to being in the body. Bring your awareness right back to this breath, that deepening of the inhale and that deepening of the exhale. And continue breathing just like this. Stay with your presence in your body just like this. Every time a thought comes up, bring yourself back. Inhales and exhales. Staying with the body, staying in this moment. Now, the longer you're able to remain with your presence in the body, the longer you can stay breathing these deeper breaths, the bigger of a shift you're going to start to notice. And of course, it takes practice to be able to really settle in a deep way. And it also requires a little bit more time. So the more often you return to this simple practice of just noticing your body, noticing your posture, noticing what it feels like to be in the body the way it is, maybe changing something, shifting something, and then inviting more depth for the breath. That's it, the simple practice. The more often you return to it, the easier it's going to become to remain present in your body throughout the day and to return to the breath throughout the day. So perhaps you want to linger here for 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 minutes longer, just present in your body, breathing deeper breaths. That's it. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.